Hey, this is Chris Cast, episode 2, season 2. Zwalking, Zwalker, Zwiftly, Unzwift, in Watopia, Watopian. Anyway, I love Zwift, and I love Strava, and I love Stride, and I love Fitbit, and I love Polar H10 and Garmin Dual HRM, and I love all those things, including a Wahoo Ticker X. This is all about the world of Zwift, and I'm surprised a lot of y'all haven't heard of it, haven't used it, haven't even explored it. And that's what this episode is about. I'm going to go into my life as a committed Zwalking Zwalker. I'm a Zwalker on Zwift as opposed to a runner or a biker. We'll talk about it in a second. See you in a moment. Second, not second, Chris. Come on, you know better. Hey, welcome back, Chris Cass, Season 2, Episode 2. This is all about Zwift. So I first got Zwift. I think I got Zwift. Did I get Zwift? I got Zwift for, I got it for my treadmill desk. I spend a lot of time every day, at least, 10,000 to 16,000 steps a day on my treadmill desk, working or just trying to be active in my sedentary life. And so I have a treadmill desk, and it's made by Lifespan. And it's a DT2000 or something like that. And I try, and on top of it, there's an HP all-in-one with a curved screen and a really awesome yoga Jedi or something like that. Awesome, like expensive clicky keyboard and a Bose, old-fashioned Bose Wave acoustic radio. And then right next to it, there's a Ski Erg. And in front of it, in other words, in the opposite place that I stand, there's a Kaiser M3, an old one, not the M3i. Spin bike. It's a stationary bicycle. It's really cool looking. Look one up. It's Kaiser M3. And then I've got a series of kettlebells. But let's talk about Zwift. I heard about Zwift, but Zwift, ZWIFT.com, on the socials, it's Go Zwift, GOZWZWIFT. And it is a virtual world, and it's a virtual world as janky and as basic as early 2000 Second Life. Totally janky, really basic, a lot of glitching where, your body and another body will merge, or your feet will go underground, or you'll walk through something instead of around it. Really glitchy, but other than that, it's freaking awesome. At first, I wasn't into it because it was biking only. And at that time, I was spending a lot of money on spin class. But then they introduced running, and I wanted to see if I could run with Zwift and if I could walk with Zwift. So I started doing some research. And it turns out at the time when I started, which is, a year ago, the Zwift pod, the Zwift foot pod, there's various ways to connect to Zwift. All right. On a bike, you can have a smart bike, which means that the power and the cadence and the speed of the bike is automatically transmitted to GIF, sorry, Zwift, via Bluetooth and Ant Plus. Or you can do what I did to my Kaiser M3, which has no electronic communication. So I just got these things called the Wahoo cadence and speed pods and glued them to my bike's pedals, and well, not to the pedals, to the arm. What was it called? The crank arm, and then to the I tried to kind of hack the other pod onto the spin wheel. But it turns out that the Zwift endorsed pod doesn't work at the slow speeds that I go at. So I'm surrounded by heart rate monitors because of my rowing machine and all the other stuff that I do. So I have a Polar H10, I have a Garmin dual HRM heart rate monitor. I have a Garmin Ticker X. I have a probably have something else. But then I had no way of transmitting power, cadence, and speed into Zwift. So I start looking, and there's this amazing foot pod that my favorite YouTuber Kofuzi uses called the Stride. And it turns out that the Stride, which is kind of expensive. Hey Google, how much does the Stride foot pod cost?
Here's a summary from the website runnersworld.com. The Strud PowerPod will set you back $199. That's about £150 based on the exchange rate at the time of writing. That's certainly a decent investment on top of a running watch.
So, but you'll kind of need one to work with Zwift on running, because especially if you're going to be a Zwalker. So I spent it, and it is amazing. It is fantastic technology. It is some technology is so good that you're convinced it's alien technology, and that's certainly the case with the Stride Pod. It communicates. It's got a great app. It works with I believe BLE. It might be Ant Plus, I'm not sure. And with the heart rate monitor and the Stride, I can walk and walk and walk. And most of the time I only walk 2.1 miles per hour. And I'll walk for half an hour, I'll walk for an hour. Right now, as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, I will walk for half an hour, then do 90 seconds to 2 minutes on the ski erg, and then I'll go back and walk another half an hour, and then do 90 seconds to 2 minutes on the kettlebell, and do that all day long. But it's really good because you can just walk away and your dude just stands there, and then you start walking and he walks again. You don't have to steer him. You don't have to do anything. He's completely a he's it's like one of these military drones, right? If there's nobody at the stick, the drone is on autopilot, right? It doesn't crash the moment you're not paying attention to it. So I can walk away, take a call, forget to save it, come back. The elapsed time doesn't stop, but the active time stops and conveys that information to Strava. It talks to Strava, it talks to all every single online platform, including Runkeeper, I think, and Nike, I think, and all of them. I'm sure it talks to Apple, I don't know, but it's really great. And I started off by walking around. I'd walk in the in the Austrian Alps, in one of their In-World Innsbruck experiences, or I'd walk the Champs-Élysées in France, or I'd walk London or Richmond, Virginia. But at some point I realized, since I don't have any electronics on my treadmill desk to change the cant or the angle of the treadmill, then I should just stand someplace that's completely flat. Because otherwise, Strava is going to take into account that I went up or down various and sundry inclines and declines, and chain and put that into the recorded workout. So all I do is now, really boring like, I go to this in-world that is custom designed for Zwift, and it's called Wattopia. And it's based on the watts that of the power that you produce when you're in there. And I go to their in-world track, running track, and it's blue, and I just walk around that over and over and over and over and over again. And then when I'm finished, after 3.1 miles, 6.2 miles, or 30 minutes or 60 minutes, I click on menu, then I click end wall and run, and then I upload to Strava, and it saves perfectly into Strava, including heart rate, including power, and all that stuff. And I call it, I this is not my treadmill desk is not set up even for slow jogging, so it's just completely a third thing. It's not Zwift running. It's not Zwift riding. It is walking. And I'm trying to get people to pick up on that. In fact, I registered zwalking.com, and I started a zwalking.com Tumblr, which I'm doing a terrible job of keeping updated. But that is that. It's very fun. It's very exciting. If I'm having, okay, here's a couple other things I needed to buy. It works. Everything works with the Bluetooth that's on your laptop or your computer. But if you might also need Ant Plus, and you can get an Ant Plus USB dongle on Amazon for like $7 to $9 to $20 to $35. There's really no difference between them all. Get one, plug it into one of your USBs, and it'll be found. You can run your Zwalking through an Android device or an Apple device or an iPod Touch device. And I even bought a Apple TV, HD TV, 4K TV device, because I can connect also to my Sony TV, my flat screen TV. I can connect all my devices either directly to the Bluetooth that's connected to that is built into the Apple 4K HD device, or I can use my Android or my iPod Touch using an app called the Zwift Companion. Now, the best way to use Zwift is using both the Zwift app and a secondary Zwift Companion. It'll give you full access to an overview of what's going on the site. However, 80% of all the useful tools in the Zwift world and the Zwift Companion world are optimized for cyclists instead of walkers or runners. And so adjust accordingly. I've never connected my Zwalking. Oh, so if you run out of USB or Ant, you can't run out of Ant, but if you run out of USB connections, like let's say on my Kaiser, I have heart rate monitor, I have and I also have the speed and the cadence pod. There might be too many USB devices to run them all, so I can outsource some of those connections to the Zwift Companion on a phone or on the iPod Touch or something like that, whatever supports it, and so I can add more than would be allowed just based on the Apple device. Anyway, I'm going to stop and then come back and tell you a little bit about my Zwift riding, which is interesting. I highly recommend checking out Zwift. None of my friends, I'm the first person to tell anybody I know about it. And it's a really open place. I think most people there are 40 and up, 50 and up. Like most people look like they're middle-aged dudes who just spent all their time on bicycles. It's really fun. There's a lot of gamification in there. You get experience points. You unlock things like on video games. You unlock different jerseys, different shorts, different glasses, different hats. If you're on a bicycle, you unlock different. Oh, you unlock different shoes. If you're on a bicycle, you unlock different other things like different bicycles or different types of bikes and all kinds of other stuff. You can communicate with other people. You can give them thumbs up and ride on, ride, RIDE, ride on. There's so much stuff to do, but it's really optimized for cyclists. And I'll come back and talk about how I kludged and hacked together my spin bike, which has zero technology, into actually being something I can use, but not use relatively well or accurately or effectively, and what it would cost me to take it to the next level. Come back after the break. Hey there, season 2, episode 2, Chris Cast, all about Zwift. So I also have got this Kaiser M3 that I got used off the back of a truck. Paid $300 for it. It's like a beautiful thing. If you look it up, it's gorgeous. And it's built like a tank. It'll survive the apocalypse. And it doesn't have any technology at all. And I wanted to use it for Zwift. So I hacked it by buying something that it's not meant to work with, which is a company named Wahoo makes a thing, two pods that work together. One pod called Cadence goes on to the arm of the pedal, I forgot what the word is. The crank arm of the pedal with some zip ties, and then the there's a speed pod that I glued onto the rear, the rear wheel, the flywheel of the spin bike, and then I put on my heart rate monitor, and then I either watch movies and then run Zwift cycling on in a corner on either the iPod Touch or my Samsung Note 10 Android, or I run it directly off of the Apple TV 4K device that I bought explicitly to run with Zwift. But watching Zwift is so boring that I always want to do something else. But I could, of course, read while doing Zwift and put the video graphics on the screen, which I might do in the future. Because I spent the money for it. I mean, luckily, Apple TV, the online tool, works like rubbish over my Roku. So it's nice having the backup if I want to watch Apple TV or iTunes on a device that's optimized for it. I think Apple does that intentionally, degrades usability on Roku and forces you to use native Apple products. But I've got there's really bad cage, so I hacked in a blue anodized cage onto there. I got an aftermarket cushy seat that is from the Kaiser M3i, the more modern one. I wrapped all of the bars with fancy cork, blue cork tape, and it's a real beauty. The only thing is that nothing about this translates accurately. I'm cheating all the time. I'm cheating all the time when I'm on Zwift with this bike because I don't know how to set it up correctly so that it effectively uses power. So as a result, it tries to interpret the garbage information that I send to it using the two pods, the two BLE Bluetooth low energy pods, as best it can, which means anytime I'm doing any type of cycling at a fast rate, it powers me at 400 watts. And if I get out of the saddle to do any hard workouts, since it doesn't have power pedals, it doesn't know that I'm working harder when I'm out of the saddle grinding. It just looks like I'm riding slower. So in order to perform well, I always have to be riding fast, which I guess is good in terms of cardio. But everything, if you ever see me upload a Zwift ride, it's all lies, 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 lies. It's just I want to be entertained while I'm riding. I will ride for myself, but Strava will take all the information as gospel, and it's all lies. So I don't like lying, so what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to be ending up spending hundreds of dollars to buy power pedals for this $300 used spin bike. I can't bear not riding on this thing, so I'm not going to go ahead and get a Wahoo smart bike or a or any type of smart bike and replace it with it. I'm just going to keep on hacking this bike to use it with Zwift, and that's going to include, I think there were sort of a vaporware set of power pedals that were being promoted and also being promoted via one of those what are they called where you invest money on a device being produced, and when it gets produced, you get a bunch of based on the level that you invest, you get one or more products back or perks or whatever they're called. But I've heard a lot of terrible things. I think the buy-in price is low, and I think you can buy a left, a right, or you can buy both pedals. And I think I'm going to end up buying those, even if I'm going to end up being a beta tester, because otherwise, power pedals that give you accurate wattage based on how hard you ride, those things are like $700, and I just can't rationalize that. But I probably will end up rationalizing that at some point down the road. I'm an idiot, right? I spend my retirement money on toys. Anyway, I really encourage you to check out Zwift. It makes grinding, it makes just putting together all the miles much more interesting, and it actually makes it much more fun to do things indoors that entertain your friends and followers on Strava. Anyway, I really enjoyed talking to you about this. I will come back and tell you the numerous and sundry ways you can reach me. Oh, I forgot. Once you're in world, you can use either your if you have a touchpad and you're using Zwift that way, or a screen that you have a mouse to, you can interact with people via the in-world screen. But let's say I'm using it on an Apple TV. Everything that you need to do, like giving people rides on or thumbs up or U-turns or I'm toast or any of the other little funny things, can be done, including shout outs and so forth, can be done in the Zwift the Zwift assistant app, or I just said it what it was. It's called the Zwift. The Zwift Companion. If you're riding, and I'm only scratching the surface, you can do huge races, but you need to have a bike that can communicate well with Zwift. You need to invest in a smart trainer or a something that allows allows whatever you're riding on, whether it's your regular bicycle connected to a smart trainer device that attaches to your bike, or whether it's a full-on Wahoo kind of Peloton-esque bike. You really need to make sure that before you become competitive, you do it properly and correctly. And I mean, if I won a race based on this kludgy like Wahoo Pod, like 400, no matter what I do, 400 watts, I would be drummed out of the world. Like, I can do it now, and it's fun to zip past people, but I'm doing free rides, and nobody, like, there's a real competitive system. There's real races every single day, and like competitive training rides. Everything and anything that people do out there, like criterions and so forth, are done in world, including the blah 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 de France. I can't believe it. The Tour de France and all these things can be emulated in world. They've got sprints, they're going to be working, I think they're probably working on triathlons. Even if they can't do swimming, they can do the other two with transitions. It's a real world. I just fumble about in it. When it comes to running, I walk. And when it comes to, really, honestly, when it comes to riding, I use the equivalent of an in-world e-bike, right? Like, if my bike takes whatever pedaling I'm doing and turns it into 400 watts of freaking power, it means I'm basically riding an e-bike in world. So that's totally not fair. And if I would, I'll never join a race. I'm only using it for entertainment purposes. But if you intend to do anything serious with it, you need to get the right technology. One thing I've never done is I've never decided during a walk. I mean, I could do that. I could have my Stride Pod and my chest strap, and then I could set up my phone to run Zwift and walk outside and still be in the Zwift world. I mean, that seems stupid to me because I'd rather just use GPS and live in the real world as opposed to being in the in world. Oh, and one more thing, whether it's whatever device it is, it runs hot, right? So when I'm running my Android or running my iPod Touch, both devices run hot to the touch while they're running Zwift. So that might be important for you to know. I also know that older devices tend to, like, the more powerful your device. Like, I could have run this on a lower end version of the Apple TV, but if you get the higher and higher versions, there's more and more rendering, like things like shadows, etc. It'll res down according to what your particular device can support. So if you don't need any high resolution, and it's not a very high res game anyway, you need to get the latest and greatest tech. Anyway, I'm going to end this and then we'll do the close up next. Thanks, guys. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Season 2, Episode 2, ChrisCast. My name's Chris Abraham. I'm Chris at abraham.su via email. Via text, it's +1-202-352-5051. That's 202-352-5051. Country code +1, America and Canada, I guess, North America. You can, blah, blah, blah. My HQ is chrisabraham.com. My Tumblr is chris-abraham.com or zwalking.com. I'm at youtube.com/chrisabraham, facebook.com/chrisabraham, twitter.com/chrisabraham, instagram.com/chrisabraham. I'm at linkedin.com/in/chrisabraham. You want to throw me money, you can do it at anchor.com/chrisabraham/support. And I'd really love it if you subscribed, gave me stars, gave me thumbs up, commented, reviewed. Do it on all of your platforms. I think it really matters on Apple Podcast, but it could matter everywhere, like on Stitcher or iHeartRadio or Spotify, or any place you listen to your podcasts. If you call me at 202-352-5051, I won't answer unless I know you already or we have a call scheduled. And if you want to schedule a call, please do so at Calendly, calendly.com/chrisabraham/15 or /30. And we'll schedule a call, and I'll call you at your number at the appointed time. I really appreciate you listening to me. I hope you give Zwift a try. I don't have any discount codes or anything. They're not sponsoring me. I just find it extremely amusing, and I hope you find it amusing too. If you get on there, please contact and connect with me. Please connect with me on Strava. Those are two places I live too. Chris Abraham on Strava and C. Abraham on Zwift. I don't even know how to connect you on Zwift. Maybe if you put in chris@gariscorp.com or something like that, my email address, maybe you can find me that way. Anyway, damn glad to know you, and I'll talk to you soon. Come to the next episode. I have no clue what it'll be about, but I know it'll be amusing to me. Ciao.